Hi, hello everyone. My name is Celia and I'm here today with my friend and colleague Florent to talk to you about ExecuBot, a serious game designed to help students learn programming, especially Python in our case. So just to begin with, to introduce ourselves and explain you how ExecuBot comes from, I am a computer science teacher in French high schools, so do Florent, and he also teaches computer science at Sorbonne University, and I'm starting a PhD on code reading based especially on ExecuBot. So as both teachers, we shared a common and challenging context. We have to learn students between 15 and 18 years old how to program, especially in Python, because in France, we don't have the choice. In high schools, it's Python and nothing else. And we work with large groups, around 36 students. So we have a lot of differences in motivations, in levels, kind of difficult to teach everyone at the same time. A lot of our students are not very engaged in the programming class because they don't even know what it is at first. So it's kind of difficult, and we started to search for solutions. And we were like, okay, maybe to engage our students, we maybe need a game, because game can engage easily young students. And we try to search for a serious game, especially in Python. The first one we found was Pirates, which is well known in France. I don't know if you know it. Does some of you know? It's a French game. I think there is an English version if you want to taste it. So the purpose is simple. You have to write some code and you make the pirates move around the grid through the chess. So it's very good game, indeed. Our students really liked it, but it was kind of difficult for them at first because we asked them from the beginning to write code. And for young students who don't even know what program is, it can be difficult. So we use it in our class, but not at the beginning of the year, maybe later. The second game we found was Compute It. It's a little game where students need to read code, you see to the right, and they move the little dot that you see around the grid. And it was a real success when we tried it in our classes. Students were engaged. They learned about loops, conditions, everything by themselves, by reading, and just with the keyboards, they just need to move the dots. So it was very easy to use. It was free on the web, so no installations. It was very easy to use. But from our teacher's perspective, it had some limitations. The first one is we only have 60 levels, that's it. So when you're done the levels, you don't use the game anymore. And as teachers, we don't have any control over the progressions or over the levels that the students will do. So we liked it, but it's one time. So we're like, okay, maybe we can reach them, contact them, ask for improvements, or maybe to ask what we can do with that. And we didn't have any answer. So we said, like, okay, maybe we have to do our own version. And that's when ExecuBot comes from. ExecuBot, so it's a serious game. It's fully free and open source. No installation. You can play it on your web browser, even on your mobile if you want to test it. On your mobile, I will do a demo. Just for you to know, on your mobile, you won't have the two players mode and the lovers lab, but I will come back to it later. So the main purpose is reading and executing code. That's what we wanted at first, because we saw that it was a good start with the students who don't even know programming. And what we wanted the most was it has to be configurable by the teacher. So we can have multiplayer on local, so it's not on network. You can do a two-player mode as I will show you after. Maybe a little demo. So when you arrived on the website, you have this little robot, even if you on your mobile. And the first thing I advise you is to change the language, because it's French. So you can, on your mobile, also you can go to the settings and choose your language. We have, for now, five languages. And just for the demo, I will choose only five levels, because we don't have so much time. Okay, this is not very important, but you can put a username if you want to. For now, we only have Python, but we want in several years maybe, add some other languages if we want to